This is Radio Nepal, I'm Manjil Ghimire with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. Nationwide election readiness enters final phase. Ballot papers reach all 165 constituencies. Election security and monitoring measures intensified. Alcohol sale and consumption prohibited until final results announced. Borders to be sealed 72 hours before voting. Nepal and India sign bilateral MOU on biodiversity conservation. And Iran-US talks end in Geneva, progress reported but differences remain. Now, the news in detail. With 6 days remaining for the election to the House of Representatives, preparations are in the final stages. According to the Election Commission, a total of 41.153 million ballot papers under the first-past-the-post and the proportional representation systems have been delivered to all 77 districts. Voter education programs are ongoing in 6,743 wards of 753 local levels and will continue until March 1st. Acting Chief Election Commissioner Ram Prasad Bhandari told diplomatic missions officials in Kathmandu that the Commission is fully committed to conducting free, fair and credible elections. Secretary Krishna Bahadur Raut highlighted that political parties and candidates are required to operate bank accounts for election spending with strict monitoring in place. To ensure a secure and orderly poll, the Commission has announced several measures. From midnight on March 4 until the conclusion of voting on March 5, public and private vehicular movement will be banned nationwide. Exceptions will be made for ambulances, fire engines, mortuary vans, blood transfusion service vehicles, security agency vehicles, electricity and water supply maintenance vehicles, telecommunication service vehicles, diplomatic mission vehicles and those with special election passes. The sale, distribution and consumption of alcoholic beverages has been banned nationwide starting 7 days before voting until the announcement of the final results. Violation of these rules is punishable by law. International borders will be sealed 72 hours before election day, though domestic and international flights will operate as scheduled. Arrangements have been made to allow passengers to travel to and from airports using private and airline-provided vehicles. Under the House of Representatives voting directive, voters must carry a valid voter ID card, Nepali citizenship certificate, passport, land ownership certificate or driving license to cast their ballot. A pass distribution unit will be set up at the Election Commission Secretariat to issue vehicle passes for the election day. The Commission has also instructed hospitals and health facilities nationwide to keep doctors and health workers on standby to provide emergency medical services at polling centres for staff, security personnel and voters. Code of Conduct enforcement is also ongoing. The Central Code of Conduct Monitoring Committee has received 87 complaints so far, with 81 individuals asked to submit written explanations and 6 asked for additional clarification. Responses have been received in 57 cases and 54 of them are under review. Explanation have been sought from political parties, candidates, government and non-governmental organizations and media outlets. Monitoring mechanisms at both central and district levels are active, with assistant chief district officers designated as code of conduct monitoring officers for non-financial matters and chief treasury controllers responsible for financial compliance. Legal action has been initiated against those found in violation. With all arrangements in place, the Election Commission has assured a transparent, secure and smoothly conducted election on March 5. Nepal and India have signed a bilateral memorandum of understanding MOU on biodiversity conservation. The agreement was signed in New Delhi on Wednesday in presence of Minister for Forest and Environment Madhav Prasad Cholagai and India's Minister for Forest, Environment, Forest and Climate Change Bhupendra Yadav. Nepal's ambassador to India, Dr. Shankar Prasad Sharma, signed the MOU on behalf of Nepal, while the India's Environment Secretary, Tanmay Kumar, signed on behalf of the Government of India. According to the Ministry of Forest and Environment, the understanding aims to strengthen cooperation between the two countries in biodiversity conservation, management of protected areas, and control of wildlife crime. The MOU is expected to enhance coordination in conducting joint patrols, sharing information, adopting common strategies, and building the capacity of personnel working in conservation. It also seeks to curb poaching and illegal wildlife trade in border areas and promote research, monitoring, and awareness programs. The MOU will be automatically renewed every 5 years unless terminated through diplomatic notice, and will be reviewed every 3 years. The national flag carrier Nepal Airlines Corporation NAC has reported improvements in its half-year performance for the current fiscal year. According to the corporation, the total revenue increased by around 7% during the period from mid-July 2025 to mid-January 2026 compared to the same period of the previous fiscal year. Passenger numbers rose by approximately 18.7%. The NAC attributed the growth to regular and efficient flight operations across various destinations and maximum utilization of available aircraft. Spokesperson Archana Khadka said Nepal Airlines aims to sustain the growth momentum by strengthening service expansion and improving market management in the coming months. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news update. Tensions have escalated along the Pakistan-Afghanistan border, with both sides reporting cross-border strikes and casualties. Pakistani authorities said they'd launched early morning strikes on Kabul and Kandahar in response to what they described as unprovoked attacks by Afghan forces. The Afghan Taliban, however, said their earlier operation along the border was a response to previous Pakistani strikes. Officials on both sides warned that further actions would be taken to protect territorial integrity and security. The 2,574-kilometer mountainous border between the two countries remains tense as residents brace for continued clashes. Talks between Iranian and United States officials have concluded in Geneva, with both sides indicating progress while acknowledging that key differences remain unresolved. The discussions were mediated by Oman's foreign minister, who said consultations would continue and technical level talks are scheduled to take place next week in Vienna. Iran's foreign minister, Abbas Araghchi, described the negotiations as constructive and said progress had been made on some issues, although disagreements persist. The talks are focused primarily on Iran's nuclear program. The United States has called for limits on uranium enrichment, while Iran maintains that its nuclear activities are for peaceful purposes and has stated it will not negotiate over its controversial conventional missile capabilities. U.S. President Donald Trump has recently warned of possible military action if diplomacy fails, while Iranian officials have said they would respond to any attack. Both sides have indicated willingness to continue discussions, but it remains unclear whether the negotiations will lead to a formal agreement. Now, the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast generally cloudy weather conditions in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, while the remaining hilly and Himalayan regions will likely remain partly cloudy, with the Tarai region likely to remain mainly fair today. There is a possibility of light rain or snowfall with thunder and lightning at a few places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of Kosi, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, and at one or two places in the hilly and Himalayan regions of the remaining provinces today. Likewise, mist is likely during the morning hours in a few places of the Tarai region today. The division has also stated that there is a partial influence of a westerly low-pressure system in the upper atmosphere across the country at present. And temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 8 to 10 degrees Celsius, with daytime highs between 20 and 22 degrees Celsius today. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. Nationwide election readiness enters final phase. Ballot papers reach all 165 constituencies. Election security and monitoring measures intensified. Alcohol sale and consumption prohibited until final results announced. Borders to be sealed 72 hours before voting. Nepal and India signed bilateral MOU on biodiversity conservation, and Iran-US talks end in Geneva. Progress reported, but differences remain. That's all for this hour. Our next English bulletin will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air, and for detailed news, visit us online at radionepalonline.com or download our mobile app to listen to our bulletins at your convenience. Stay tuned. Have a good day.